getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Hi, my name is Ron Otis, and I am the Affiliate Director with Youth for Christ, focusing on Joint Base Lewis-McChord, which is on I-5, halfway between Tacoma, Washington, and Olympia. Now, JBLM is a joint Air Force-Army base that has over 65,000 active duty military personnel. If JBLM was an official city in the state of Washington, it would be about the fifth largest city. And so my ministry focuses on the teenagers whose parents are active duty in the military, particularly between 11 and 18-year-old middle school and high school age students. One of the interesting things about the military is that they are constantly moving. My average length of time that I have with a student on a military base is between 2 years and at the most three. They're always moving. Sometimes they don't know where they're moving, but they always are. By the time a student graduates from high school, they've attended between six and eight different schools in their educational year. One of the things, as I think about always moving, I reflect back on the nation of Israel, how that when God called them out to wander around in the desert, that God went ahead of them, and he also went behind them. And one of the passages that I love is Exodus 13, verses 21 through 22. It says, "By day the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night a pillar of fire to give them light, so that they could travel by day or night. Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people." When I look at that and I read and I think about the nation of Israel and how God called them out, they had to leave a known entity, even though it was slavery. They had to move into an unknown entity of wandering around, and their entire life, their entire existence was 100% dependent on God, provided everything that they needed. And as I think about that for you and I, as God calls us possibly into a period of time of change or into something that is unknown, that we have the assurance and the security of knowing that God is with us, that God will not leave us, he won't forsake us, he won't leave us out to dry. Does not mean it's going to be easy. Does it mean that the path that God has chosen and called us to is going to be free from struggles or trials? Quite the contrary. It was very challenging and very difficult for the nation of Israel as they wandered around for 40 years. The interesting thing to note is that when the pillar of cloud stopped, they stopped and they waited. And sometimes in our life, waiting is just as difficult and sometimes even harder than when God says, move out. And so for you and I, as we go through life and we seek to follow God's leading and calling and direction in our life, remember that God is with us, God will go before us, God will go behind us, and he'll provide for us along the way.
You've been listening to Affiliate Director Ron Otis of Youth for Christ at Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Pierce County. For more details about Youth for Christ, visit them at yfc.net.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.